of our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC Media.
It's time for Red Hill Saluki basketball action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. Brought to you this season by Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now for Red Hill Saluki basketball action.
And good evening, everybody, as we get set for Red Hill Saluki boys basketball here in Bridgeport, as the Salukis with a 3-3 record take on the Alney Tigers with a 2-4 record in a rematch of one of the Capital Classic games we saw 2 weeks ago. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt, and welcome back, Rob. We missed you last night with the girls' game, but it's good to have you back.
Thank you, and getting ready for the start of a busy week, going to Wayne City starting tomorrow, so get it going tonight. The Tigers are 2-4. One of their wins was over Red Hill. They went 2-2 in the Capital Classic, losing Salem and Mount Carmel. Then they beat Red Hill, and they also defeated Marshall. And they've lost to Effingham, and then I think an overtime game they lost to Robinson. So they've lost a couple, some really good teams.
As you say, that Red Hill-Alney game was on Black Friday evening, and Alney won that game 57-45, and I still have the stats from that game. Sutton Dunn led all Alney scores with 20 points in that game. Britton Hatton had 13 points. For Red Hill, Drew Moore led all scores with 25 points, and Parker Havel had 11 points, and that was the story in that game. Red Hill also lost to Salem in that day.
Right. That game, Red Hill got behind. They were down at one time in the fourth quarter, early 16, by 16, and cut the lead to 3, and I think had a chance with the possession to either cut it to 1 or tie it, but then they couldn't, and I think Alney scored the last 9 points of the game to stretch it after that 12-point margin. But the Tigers are a solid team, led basically by Brett Hatton and Sutton Dunn. And they're a solid man-to-man defense. Rob Flanagan, and I think he's, I don't know how many years he's been in Alney, but I think he's been coaching for about 28 years in a couple places. So, and he's been in Alney for a long, long time. Very solid defensively, man-to-man. And they don't make too many mistakes offensively to run their offense well and shoot free throws well.
As for Red Hill, you know, they lost their first 3 games at the Capital Classic, then won their last one. Then beat Lawrenceville again in a good game last Friday. Of course, between those games, they also had a victory against Hudsonville.
Right, over here. So, really, from you stop and look at it, of the 6 games, the only game away from here was 3 miles away, and when they played Lawrenceville. So, they'll start making some long trips tomorrow. But they've been in Lawrence County for all their games.
And we'll talk about that long trip there that's coming up. They'll go to the Wayne City for the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. And we will talk about that and more after this 3-minute break as we get set for Red Hill basketball here on our pregame show. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Boys Basketball on The Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sippet's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sippet and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and dad. Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
And we are back here in Bridgeport as the Salukis get set to do battle with the Olney Tigers. With Rob McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Of course, you know, this is the last home game until that trip to Wayne City. There'll be four different trips there starting tomorrow when they take on Crab Orchard.
Crab Orchard Trojans. I know they won their turkey tournament at Crab Orchard. They were at one time 5-0. I'm not sure what their record is now. I know they lost some kids from last year, but they've got a freshman and a sophomore that, in that particular game that I read about, that did most of their scoring. And they're a team, I think, that likes to shoot the three. I don't think they were that good at it, but they were 9 of 34 or something like that in that game, and generally play a 1-3-1 zone. So we'll find out tomorrow maybe against the zone, but they'll be going against a man-to-man against the Olney Tigers tonight.
And we want to remind you, you can listen to that game right here on The Legend. And, Rob, you'll be there. I won't be, but Brett Hartman will
right,
be there.
Right. So we work with my third partner. I don't know what this is. Three different people.
You'll have three different partners at Wayne City. You'll have Ryan Seed with you next Wednesday night.
Friday and Saturday.
And, of course, that will be it for the calendar year for Red Hill. Then they have a nice break for Christmas. Then they got three games coming up the first week of the new year, and those three games will be at Casey, at home against Newton, and then on the road again against Fairfield.
Right. So it'll be a nice break for them, and you don't have to worry about going someplace over Christmas holidays and stay in.
And speaking of on the road at Casey, last night we had the Red Hill girls basketball game, and Casey Westfield won that game by a final score of 53-19. And if you got a chance to listen to Tracy Gray, it was definitely a frustrating game for the Red Hill girls basketball team. But, much like the boys team, right, it's early in the season.
Right. And they're a young team, I think. So, you know. But, like I said, tonight's game, the Tigers come in at 2-4. But, again, a solid team under Rob Flanagan. Records can be deceiving sometimes, and a lot of times they are.
We'll go ahead and take another two-minute break. When we come back, we will discuss the Little Illini Conference standings and preview this game tonight between Red Hill and Olney. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Red Hill High School as the Salukis get set to take on the Alney Tigers. And let's take a quick look at the Little Illini Conference standings. Right now in front of the LIC, although it's early in the season, it's a three-way tie with Newton, Red Hill, and Robinson all 1-0 in the conference. Newton's 5-1 overall. Red Hill and Robinson both 3-3 overall. Casey right now is 5-1 overall, but has not yet played a conference game. Flores 4-1 overall. They have not played a conference game. And Marshall 4-3. They have yet to see a conference game. And then Paris is 2-3 overall, 0-1 in the conference. Alney's 2-4 and 0-1 in the conference. They did beat Red Hill in the Capital Classic. And Lawrenceville is 1-5 and 0-1 in the conference. And, of course, they have already lost twice to Red Hill, once in the Classic, once in the conference.
And I can never remember, because Red Hill plays Lawrenceville. They play them here. One of the games counts in the conference, one of them doesn't. And I can never remember which one does, but evidently last Friday was the conference matchup. Red Hill could play Lawrenceville three more times. They could play them in the conference tournament.
And those two games, have been so up and down as
well. Yeah, well, they got them here. They could play them in the conference tournament. They could play them in the regional.
Some of the other games going on tonight, Lawrenceville's on the road at Flora. Marshall's at Paris. Casey's at Robinson. And North Clay in a non-conference game is at Newton. And then some games also tomorrow, as we said, Red Hill against Crab Orchard at the Conrad Allen tournament. Lawrenceville will be at home against Vincennes Lincoln. Robinson will be hosting South Knox. That's another out-of-state game. South Vermillion will be at Marshall, and Fairfield will be at Alney.
Okay, that used to be a conference game.
The JV game earlier today was won by Alney, 40-27. And we will take another break, and we will be back with the tip-off. We're back after this two-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef
sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
And we are back here at Red Hill High School as the starting lineups now are being introduced to the crowd here at Red Hill. Alney will go with Dakota Brown and Kyle Stallard as their first two starters. And the other starter will be Brent Hatton, number 23. He's a 6'3 junior. And also starting for Alney will be Sutton Dunn, who led all scores in the last game. And the other starter for Alney will be Caleb Foster. He is a 6'2 sophomore for the Alney Tigers. They are coached by Rob Flanagan.
Rob's been like Alney for a long, long time.
And now the Red Hill Saluki starters being introduced. You know, we've seen a lot of scoring from Drew Moore, from Parker Havel, and they did start to spread it out a little more.
Yeah, Andy Wells has been getting more involved in the offense, so they need that.
Chase Murray, one of the starters for Red Hill. He's a 5'11 senior, of course, also the quarterback of the football team. Parker Havel, also a starter. He's a junior. He's 5'11". And Drew Moore, also a starter for Red Hill. He was a running back on the football team. He's a junior. And Corbin Shoulders, a key member of the football team as well. He had a lot of interceptions, but he's a starter for the basketball team. And the last starter for the basketball team, Andy Wells, the center. He's a senior and 6'3". And, of course, Brian Havel, the head coach. So we are just about ready to start the game. And the final score of the JV game over in Flora was Lawrenceville 53 and Flora 44. That's a scoreboard update provided to us by our board operator, Dennis Paul. So in the meantime, we are just about set to start battle here in Bridgeport at Red Hill High School. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by People's State Bank, your community, your bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, helping you grow your finances. And Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's pizza. So obviously, Rob, if you're Red Hill, you obviously want to get off to a better start than you did in the Kappa Classic.
Right, yeah. It's always a tough team to come from behind against. They're like I said, they're so well coached that way, and they very seldom have a bad game.
And there's the tip-off, and it's controlled by Alney. And that was Kai Stallard controlling that tip-off. And now Dakota Brown with the basketball.
Spooky's man-to-man.
And now left side here is Brent Hatton. Now they dump it down this time to Foster. Foster's going to try to lay it in. No good. And rebounded by Chase Murray. But Murray loses that rebound, and it goes back to the Tigers. So, as you say, Saluki's go man-to-man. We haven't had a chance yet to see Alney's defense tonight.
I'm sure it'll be man-to-man. I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
So in the meantime, now here's Alney with the basketball. Here's Dakota Brown with it, left wing. Now Stallard top of the key, being guarded by Shoulders. Now Dakota Brown again at half court. We've just started the game, 7:28 to go here in the first quarter. Now here's Sutton Dunn with it at the free throw line. Now here's a three from the top of the key, and that's missed by Stallard and rebounded by Drew Moore. So now Red Hill with the basketball for the first time in this game as Parker Havel brings it up the court. Being guarded by Dakota Brown. Now Shoulders, now left side, here's Chase Murray. Murray dumping it back to Shoulders. Now right side, Parker Havel. In the right wing, being guarded by Brown. Now this time, top the key. Now left side, here's Chase Murray. Now Corbin Shoulders in the left wing. Shoulders gets it out this time to Havel. Now Drew Moore with it at the baseline. Drew Moore with the basketball. Now this time feeds it out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Now top of the key, here's Corbin Shoulders driving down towards the paint. Tries to lay it in, and he does. Corbin Shoulders gets the first 2 points of the game, and Red Hill takes an early 2-0 lead. Now Dakota Brown with it at the baseline. Now this time, it's Patton with it at the top of the key. Now they get it out this time to Stallard. Now back to Brent Hatton, and he loses it, and he's able to pick it back up.
Yep. Defensive Parker Havel with his quick hands, but he's
going to be called for his first foul.
No,
that's going to go the other way.
They're going to call it on Alney, wrapping his arm around him. So, because I saw Parker start to clap, and that foul was on Brett Hatton, his first.
And so that's the first team foul as well against Alney. Now Drew Moore brings it up the court for Red Hill. Now Chase Murray in the left wing. Top of the key shoulders. Now back to Drew Moore in the right wing. Moore with the basketball. He's going to shoot it from the right wing. No good. And rebounded by Sutton Dunn. Now Dakota Brown with the basketball for Olney. Being guarded by Havel. Gets it out this time. Here's a three from the top of the key, and that's good. And that was Brent Hatton hitting that three. Hatton with the first 3 points of the game for Olney, and it's 3-2 Tigers. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore. Now shoulders in the right wing. Now left side, here's Chase Murray. Driving down towards the paint at the baseline. Top of the key, now here's Drew Moore. Moore gets it out back to Murray in the left wing. Now back to Moore. He's going to take a three from the top of the key, and he's got it. Drew Moore now with his first 3 points of the game, and that makes it 5-3 Salukis. Dakota Brown now with the basketball, gets it out right side to Stallard. Now this time it's Hatton with it, back to Stallard in the right wing. Stallard gets it out this time, back to Brown. Brown being guarded by Drew Moore. Brown directing traffic, now drives down into the paint, loses it, and Drew Moore comes up with the steal. Now Moore in transition here, and that's going to be blocked away by Sutton Dunn. And now Olney with the basketball driving down the lane. Here's Caleb Foster, misses that shot, and it's rebounded by Andy Wells. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Chase Murray. Gets it out to Havel this time, and Havel crosses half court. 4:43 to play here in the first quarter. It's 5-3 Salukis. Shoulders is going to take it from the baseline. No good. Rebound by Chase Murray, though, in the paint. Now Chase Murray with the basketball gets past two defenders, and a blocking foul will be called against Olney. As they call the foul here, and that is going to be against Caleb Foster. That'll be his first.
Team second.
Havel inbounds to Corbin Shoulders, who's wide open and gets the layup. Corbin Shoulders now with 4 points in the game, and it's 7-3 Red Hill. Dakota Brown now with the basketball at the baseline. Gets a screen there, drives down in the paint, and gets the layup. Dakota Brown scores there. He has his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 7-5 Red Hill. Now Parker Havel crosses half court with it. Here's Shoulders. Now left side, here's Chase Murray. Gets past Foster. Being double-teamed, though, loses the ball. And now they're going to call a jump ball, but it will stay with Red Hill based on the possession arrow. And it looks like we got a sub coming into the game for Olney, and it's Connor Zuber, number 22. It's now the inbound this time. Here's Moore for a three from the left wing. No good, and that's going to be rebounded by Zuber. Tigers now in transition now. Now here's Sutton Dunn driving down in the paint. Gets it out this time. And now Dakota Brown has it top of the key. Sutton Dunn's going to take a three from the right wing, and he's got it. Sutton Dunn hits that one, his first 3 points of the game, and now Olney takes an 8-7 lead. Now Parker Havel with the basketball top of the key. Chase Murray at the baseline dumps it down to Andy Wells. In the paint, he shoots it, no good, and rebounded by Caleb Foster. Now Olney with the basketball. Zuber takes a three from the left wing, and he's got it. Connor Zuber comes off the bench and gets those 3 points, and that makes it 11-7.
Olney's on an 8-0 run right now.
3:15 to go here in the first quarter. It's 11-7 Olney as Corbin Shoulders drives down into the paint, and that gets blocked away, but that will be a foul called against Olney, and that will send Shoulders to the free throw line, and that foul will go against Brent Hatton.
Yes, second. That could be a key thing
yep.
for the Tigers. As this game progresses, Corbin at the line.
Brent Hatton hit a three-pointer earlier in this game as Corbin Shoulders shoots his first free throw. It's up and no good. And we got a sub coming in for Olney. It's Flanagan coming in, and he will replace Brent Hatton, who goes to the bench with two fouls.
Braden Flanagan. Sure, Coach Flanagan's son, probably.
Here's the second free throw by Shoulders. It's up and good.
That's 5 points now for Corbin.
And that makes it 11-8 in favor of the Tigers. Dakota Brown now has it, gets it out this time to Flanagan at the baseline. Now Connor Zuber with it at the baseline. Now right wing, here's Dakota Brown dumping it down to Sutton Dunn. Dunn being guarded by Murray, now being double-teamed. Fight for the ball, and let's see what they call. It's going to stay with the Tigers. And so Connor Zuber will inbound for Olney. And now this time here's Dakota Brown at the top of the key. Dumps it down to Sutton Dunn, but that pass is missed, and that will be a turnover and Red Hill ball.
Got three turnovers for Olney.
They had the right idea there, right. Dumping it down to Dunn, but he couldn't control that pass. And so now Havel with the basketball crossing half court. Here's Drew Moore, left wing. That gets tipped away, And that's going to be an offensive foul, and that will go back to the Tigers.
That was away from the ball, I believe.
And so that will be Red Hill's first foul, and that will be against Chase Murray. First foul of the half for Red Hill, and now Olney with the basketball. Here's Dakota Brown, top of the key. Getting a screen there from Foster. Now at the free throw line. Now here's a three by Flanagan from the right wing, and he's got it. Flanagan now with his first 3 points of the contest, and it's 14-8 Tigers.
That's four threes for the Tigers.
How about that? Now left wing, here's Chase Murray being guarded by Dakota Brown. Murray looks for room, now dumps it off to Havel. Havel looks for room as well. He's at the top of the key, driving out into the paint. Shoots a floater, no good, and Caleb Foster comes up with the rebound. Now Dakota Brown in transition. Now right wing, here's Sutton Dunn driving into the paint. Dumps it out the left wing, but Zuber couldn't hold on to that pass, and that's another turnover.
Tigers are 4 of 5 on threes. Red Hill is 1 of 2.
So now Parker Havel with the basketball in transition, crosses half court. 14-8 Olney, 1:47 to go here in the first quarter. Now Drew Moore, left wing. Dumps it down this time to Andy Wells, down the paint. Now back to Moore in the left wing. Moore gets past Sutton Dunn, shoots a floater, and that's going to be no good, but he draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. So a shooting foul there, and that is going to be against Caleb Foster, and that's his second.
So Foster and Dunn or Hatton each have 2 fouls for the Tigers.
And that's not what you want if you're on a foul trouble. Here's the first free throw by Moore. It's up and good. Drew Moore now with his 4th point of the game, and that makes it 14-9. As we got a sub coming in for Red Hill, and that's going to be number 44, Mitchell Nash. He will replace, let's see, it looks like he's replacing Andy Wells. In the meantime, Moore at the free throw line, second free throw up and good. Drew Moore now with 5 points in the game. He and Corbin Shoulders, 5 points each. And that's all 10 of Red Hill's points. 14-10 Olney is your score now. Dakota Brown with the basketball. Being guarded by Drew Moore, getting a screen there. Tries to find some room here, top of the key. Now here's Flanagan. He's going to take a 3 from the right wing. That's off. And Murray couldn't hold on to that rebound. And actually, they're going to give the ball to the Salukis.
Just down in that corner. Well, it's hard for me to see, but you can see down there. I saw the Olney player starting head down the other way. So
Braden Adams is in the game as well for Olney right now. Red Hill dumps it down this time to Mitchell Nash. He shoots it, no good, and rebounded by Sutton Dunn, and he fell down while passing. But now Connor Zuber has it for the Tigers. Now this time here's Flanagan. Flanagan gets it out to Dakota Brown at the baseline. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. 14-10 Tigers, and Zubers is going to take a 3 right here, and it's good.
That's his second 3.
And that gives him 6 points so far, and it's 17-10 Olney. 46 seconds to go here in the first. Now Drew Moore takes a shot from the free throw line. He's fouled. That shot was an air ball, but that will send Drew Moore to the free throw line.
Yeah, I think it was an air ball because he was fouled and got hit. Foul on Connor Zuber, his first, who drew the line shooting 2.
And that's the 5th foul against Donnie as well. First free throw by Moore, up and good. Moore now has 6 points in the contest, and it makes it 17-11. Moore right now with 6, and Corbin Shoulders with 5. Those two right now, all the points for Red Hill. Second free throw by Moore, up and good. 17-12 now, Olney with the lead, as Dakota Brown will bring it across half court. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brown getting a screen there, driving down, he loses it, Shoulders with the steal. Now he drives down 2-on-1. He misses the shot, but draws the foul. He will go to the free throw line, and that foul's going to be on Dakota Brown.
That's the 16th foul against Olney, so Corbin will go to the line to shoot 2, but for the rest of the half, Red Hill will be in the bonus.
Next free throw, next foul would be 1-1. Shoulders, first free throw up and good. He now has 6 in the contest. He and Drew Moore accounting so far for all 13 of Red Hill's points as Cade Benson will come into the game, and he will replace Chase Murray. 29.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Shoulders at the line again. Second free throw up and good. Shoulders now a 7. He and Drew Moore both with 7 points. 17-14, Olney with the lead. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Olney with the basketball. Here's Flanagan at the baseline. Now gets it out to Zuber. Zuber slowing things down here. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Dumps it out to Dakota Brown. Now down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Brown with it at the baseline, being guarded by Drew Moore. Down to 5 seconds. He's got to do something. He drives down into the paint. Now right side, here's Flanagan. He's going to take a three here, and it's good at the buzzer. How about that? And that was a desperate shot by Flanagan, but it goes in.
Well, he faked out one of the Red Hill players and then kind of was off balance.
On the Port Blaney scoreboard after one quarter, it's Olney 20 and Red Hill 14. We're back in 1 minute with the second quarter. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Ambrall Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrall Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrall Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Drew Moore inbounds to Parker Havel to start the second quarter of play. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhardt. It's 20-14 Olney, but Saluki's with the basketball here as we start the second quarter. Drew Moore driving down in the paint. He lost that one, but it was tipped away. And let's see, there's a conversation here between the referees, and they'll award it to the Tigers. I thought that was going to be awarded to the Tigers in the first place.
Yeah. Tigers were 6 of 8 on threes first quarter.
And, of course, Flanagan hit that three at the buzzer, Braden Flanagan, to in the first quarter with a 20-14 lead, as now Olney has the basketball. Here's Zuber in the right wing, being guarded by Havel. Now top of the key, done. Left wing, here's Flanagan. Now top of the key again, here's Dakota Brown. Now right wing, here's Zuber. He's going to take a three, and that's good.
That's his third three.
He's got 9 points in the contest, and it's 23-14 in favor of Olney. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Top of the key, here's Mitchell Nash. Now Cade Benson. Now left wing, it's Havel, dumping it out to Benson. He's going to shoot it from the free throw line. No good. Nash couldn't hold on to it, and Sutton Dunn comes up with the rebound. Now Dakota Brown with the basketball. Here's a three by Flanagan from the top of the key. That's in and out and rebounded by Mitchell Nash. Now Saluki's in transition. Here's Parker Havel, and he loses that one, and Sutton Dunn comes up with it, another turnover.
Third one against Red Hill.
Now here's Zuber with the left wing, and they're going to call that a blocking foul as Parker Havel fell down but was unable to draw the charge.
Yeah. I thought they weren't even going to call it there.
And so that will be the first foul on Parker Havel and second in this half against Red Hill. Only two fouls this half against Red Hill, six against Olney. And they inbound this time. They dump it down low, and we got another foul called, and it's going to be a pushing foul, and it's going the other way. That's an offensive foul against Olney.
Maybe it's Braden Adams. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to push off there, trying to kind of lob it into him, and he tried to get a little bit extra room. So
that's his first foul of the game and seventh against Olney.
But it isn't a shooting foul because it was a possession foul.
Yep. In the meantime, Drew Moore with the basketball dumps it down to Cade Benson in the right wing. Benson, that gets tipped away, and the whistle, and that's going back to the Tigers. Looked like he stepped out of bounds there.
Yeah, I think he did.
And so it will be Olney basketball here as Connor Zuber will inbound for the Tigers. Now the inbound, and here's Zuber with the basketball. 6:28 to play here in the second quarter. Olney with a 23-14 lead. Zuber with the basketball, being guarded by Murray, getting a screen there from Adams. He's going to take a three here, and that's good. Zuber with his fourth three of the game. He's got 12 points, and Red Hill's going to take a timeout.
He's 4-4 on threes.
On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. It's Olney 26 and Red Hill 14. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Lookie game brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking. 6:15 to play here in the first half. Olney with a 26-14 lead as Red Hill now has the basketball. Chase Murray dumps it out to Andy Wells. Wells at the free throw line now in the paint. Back to Murray at the baseline. Murray looks for an opening here. Waits and dumps it out to Benson in the right wing. Benson being guarded by Zuber. Benson now looks for an opening. He's being double-teamed. He's got to get rid of it. And they're going to call a five-second violation. And that will give the ball back to the Tigers.
Tigers are 8 of 11 on threes. They've only made one two-point shot.
And four of those threes were by number 22, Connor Zuber. He's got 12 points so far, all 12 on three-point shots. In the meantime, Flanagan with the basketball at the baseline gets it out this time. Now Brent Hatton has it. Now Adams with the basketball gets it out to Flanagan, top the key. Adams with it, fakes out Drew Moore, drives down, passes it out to Dunn. Here's a three by Zuber, top of the key. That bounces off and rebounded by Chase Murray. Now Red Hill in transition. Here's Drew Moore with the basketball. Drives down to the paint, shoots it, no good, and they're going to call a charge. That will be against Drew Moore, and the third team foul against Red Hill, and that will be Drew Moore's first. In the meantime, a sub coming in for Red Hill.
Landon Ray making his first appearance of the year, coming in for Kate Benson, I believe.
He's a freshman, Landon Ray, 6'1 freshman.
Junior. He's 6'1 junior.
Yep. And so, Alney now with the basketball, 5:15 to go here in the first half. Dakota Brown with the basketball. Now this time, Zuber. Now top the key, Sutton Dunn. Now back to Flanagan. Flanagan finds Brent Hatton top of the key. Now they dump it out back to Zuber. Zuber slowing things down here. That gets tipped away by Havel, but that will be a foul against Havel.
His second foul, team fourth. Parker's got quick hands there. But
yeah.
Fisher was standing right there and said, no, you fouled him.
And so Connor Zuber will inbound again here and gets it out this time to Braden Flanagan. Alney with the basketball with a 12-point lead and 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Now Flanagan being guarded here. Looks for an opening, drives down towards the paint, and gets past two defenders, and a foul's going to be called against Red Hill.
First one on Landon Ray.
And that will not be a shooting foul, and Connor Zuber will inbound. And dumps it out this time, Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn at the free throw line, gives it out to Zuber, and we got a travel call against Zuber.
Seven turnovers for Alney, six for Red Hill, but the torrid three-point shooting for Alney's been the difference so far.
Zuber has four threes, Brenton Hatton has one three, and Sutton Dunn has one three, and Flanagan has two threes. And in the meantime, Red Hill with the basketball. Chase Murray, left wing, being guarded by Zuber, getting a screen from Wells, and that's going to be stolen away by Sutton Dunn. He's in transition. He gets fouled on the way to the basket, and so that'll be another foul against Red Hill, the sixth on the team.
And it'll be not a shooting foul. It's the sixth team foul against the Slukies.
And the second foul against Chase Murray.
So Murray and Havel each have two for Red Hill.
So now Zuber will inbound again, but first we will have a timeout. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. It's Alney 26 and Red Hill 14. Back in 30 seconds, this is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Dakota Brown inbounds for Alney. Here's a shot by Connor Zuber. No good. Murray can't hold on to that rebound, but it will go to the Salukis.
Salukis have not scored this quarter. Tigers have had made two threes. Red Hill's only shot the ball one time in this quarter.
Parker Havel now has the top of the key, being guarded, and now gets it out this time. And now back out to Chase Murray. Dumps it down to Andy Wells, but he can't hold on to that pass, and that's another turnover. And so now Alney with the basketball. Here's Dakota Brown with it. 4 minutes to go here until halftime. Brown at the baseline, getting a screen there from Sutton Dunn. Still at the top of the key, now gets it out to Dunn. Dunn in the right wing, being guarded by Chase Murray. Still with the basketball, shoots it from the right wing, and it's good. Sutton Dunn with that basket. He's now got 5 points in the contest, and it's 28-14 in favor of the Tigers. Now Salukis with the basketball as Corbin Shoulders has it, and we're going to have a foul called against Sutton Dunn.
His first, team eight.
And that will send Shoulders to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Tigers have stepped up their half-court defensive pressure.
Eight fouls so far against Olney in this half, six against Red Hill. Shoulders free throw up and no good, and rebounded by the Tigers. That was Hatton with that rebound. Now Hatton with the ball, out to Sutton Dunn, over to Zuber in the left wing. Now top of the key, here's Dakota Brown, being guarded by Murray. He's going to shoot it from the baseline, no good, and rebounded by Andy Wells. Now Saluki's in transition with the ball. That was Ray passing it over to Chase Murray, but that's going to be over and back. Murray couldn't hold on to that pass, and it goes towards the half-court line, and that's another turnover. So now Connor Zuber will inbound at half-court, and Dakota Brown with the basketball. Now Brown with it, being guarded by Landon Ray. Brown slows things down. 3 minutes to go here until halftime. Brown dumps it out right side. Here's Brent Hatton, being guarded by Drew Moore. Now on the right wing, here's Dakota Brown. Now this time Sutton Dunn in the right wing, back to Hatton. Top the key. Hatton dumps it out to Dunn. He's going to shoot it from just inside the three-point line. That's no good, but he draws the foul.
I think it's going to be a three shot. That was on Chase Murray, his third.
And again, we talked about foul trouble. That'll be Chase Murray's third foul. And Brian Havel's not happy with the call. He's trying to make a point. And now the officials are going to have a discussion.
It's going to be two shots.
Yep.
Maybe that's what he was talking about, was the two shots instead of three, so...
Sutton Dunn at the free throw line. First free throw up, and it is good. Tonight's game brought to you by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy caring for you and about you. And by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Jeremy and Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. In the meantime, Sutton Dunn, second free throw up, and in and out, and rebounded by Andy Wells. Now Drew Moore with the basketball crossing half court. Right wing Shoulders with it. Now Andy Wells with it in the paint. Shoots it from the paint. No good. And rebounded by Flanagan. Now Sutton Dunn with it in the left wing. Shoots over two defenders. That gets blocked. And that was Andy Wells on that block. And Alney will keep the basketball. So now Connor Zuber will inbound for the Tigers. Gets it out to Sutton Dunn. Now Flanagan with it at the baseline. Gets it out back to Zuber. Dumps it out this time. Here's Caleb Foster with it. He gets fouled on the way to the basket, and he will go to the free throw line for two free throws.
Second foul on Landon Ray. Caleb Foster at the line with no points.
And the 18th foul against Red Hill. Foster at the free throw line. His first free throw up and no good. Tonight's game also brought to you by WTHI TV 10 in Terre Haute, leading the way. So now Caleb Foster at the free throw line. His second free throw is up, and it is good. Foster now with, I believe, his first point of the game.
Lucas have yet to score this quarter. It's not that Alney's, they've scored 10, which is not a whole lot, but when you don't score 10 to nothing, is it only taking two shots.
So now Cade Vincent with the ball at the baseline, gets it out to Drew Moore, top the key. Moore's going to take a three from the top of the key, and he's got it. Drew Moore with that score. He's now got 10 points in the contest. He and Shoulders with all 17 of Red Hill's points. 30-17, Almy is your score as Flanagan has the basketball, dumps it out to Sutton Dunn, being guarded by Cade Benson. Now this time, Connor Zuber at the baseline, being guarded by Havel. Zuber with it. Some pressure there by Havel. Gets it out to Flanagan. Braden Flanagan now with the basketball, and he's going to be fouled. That will be a blocking foul. He was guarded right there by Drew Moore and Cade Benson.
That'll be two on Drew, I believe. Yes.
And so that will be the ninth team foul against Red Hill. Next one will be double bonus. And so now Braden Flanagan at the free throw line. Free throw up and good. Flanagan now with 7 points in the contest. Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. That free throw was missed, and Red Hill with the rebound. Now here's Drake Allen with it. Now Cade Benson, left wing here, shoulders, taking a three from the left wing, no good, and Red Hill gets the rebound. Drake Allen with it now. He shoots it in the paint and gets it. Drake Allen with his first 2 points of the game, and that makes it 31-19. Zuber's going to shoot the floater, no good, and rebounded by Drake Allen. So now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore. Now Cade Benson in the right wing, drives down in the paint, shoots it, and no good, and Connor Zuber with the rebound. 1 minute to go here until halftime. Olney with the basketball, and a 31-19 lead. Now Braden Flanagan with it, gets it out to Sutton Dunn. Sutton Dunn, now this time here's Zuber. Zuber drives down, shoots it, and no good, and rebounded by Cade Benson. 42 seconds to go here. Red Hill with the basketball.
We got this lead to 10 or under 10 if they score here.
Here's Drew Moore shooting it. No good, but he draws the foul, and that will send him to the free throw line. And so Drew Moore, who has 10 points in the game so far for the Salukis, will go to the free throw line. Tonight's broadcast also brought to you by Sip It Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional shop for all of your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print advertising needs. As Drew Moore hits that first free throw, he's now got 11 points in the contest. And he'll get a second free throw coming up with 34 seconds to go here until halftime. Moore at the free throw line, second free throw up and missed, and that will be rebounded by Dakota Brown. Now Almy with the basketball, 30 seconds to go until halftime. Now they dump it out this time. Here's Stallard, back to Flanagan. Now this time here's Stallard again. Now they dump it out. Stallard out to Dakota Brown. 15 seconds to go here in the first half. 11 seconds, 10 seconds now. Dakota Brown still with the basketball, top of the key. Now they dump it out this time. 5 seconds, that's going to be stolen away by Drew Moore. Moore on the fast break here. 1 second. Tries to lay it in. Gets it at the buzzer. So Drew Moore with 2 more points. He's got 13 so far in the game, and that's the first half. On the Port Blaney scoreboard, after one half of play, it's Olney 31 and Red Hill 22. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show coming up after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Hilltop Bar and Grill is excited to introduce its brand new party room. This is perfect for hosting your company and holiday parties, children's birthday parties, anniversary celebrations, and family gatherings in a private but upbeat atmosphere. Hilltop is family friendly and serves some of the best homemade food that you'll find anywhere. Serving breakfast and lunch daily and delicious dinner options on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Fill your belly and stay a while. Hilltop Bar and Grill wishes you and your family happy holidays.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at KC State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Close Pizza can spice up your night with some hot,
Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
And we welcome you to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show here at Red Hill High School with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. Your halftime score on the Port Blaney scoreboard, it's Olney 31 and Red Hill 22. And we have a scoreboard update on the Port Blaney scoreboard. Lawrenceville leads Flora 23-14 after one quarter of play. That game just ending the first quarter.
Over at Conley Gym in Flora. That's a tough place to play, but Tigers getting off to a really good start. In this game, the Tigers got off to a great start. They're 8 of 12 on threes, 10 of 21 on the game, so they're 2 of 9 on twos, but 8 of 12 on threes, so 3 of 5 in the free throw line. Connor Zuber came off the bench. He's hit 4 out of 5. He leads the way with 12 points. Red Hill is hit 2 of 4 on threes. They're 6 of 17 in the half. Drew Moore has 13. Corbin Shoulders, 7. And Drake Allen, 2. The Salukis had an early 7-3, but the Tigers made a run, led 20-14 at the end of the first quarter. Actually had a 15-point lead at 20, or 16-point lead at 30-14, but Red Hill came back with an 8-2 run at the last couple of minutes of the half. So they've cut the lead back there a little bit. Rebounds are even at 11 apiece. Turnovers, Red Hill 9 and Olney 8. And the big story has been in the freshman, the first quarter, was the Olney shooting, hitting the threes. They've cooled off a little bit. They only took 4 threes in that second quarter. After going 6 of 8, they went 2 of 4. But Salukis have to get some more scoring besides Moore and Shoulders.
When you talk about the Olney threes, Connor Zuber has 4 three-point shots. He has 12 points so far in the game. Sutton Dunn had a three-pointer as well, but then he got a 2 and then a free throw. And Braden Flanagan hit 2 three-pointers as well. And as you say, Red Hill, you know, they're only 3 scores so far: Drew Moore, Corbin Shoulders, and Drake Allen.
And you look at you're talking about Connor Zuber and Braden Flanagan. They've 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 6 of the threes. They didn't even start.
And Parker Avila had a lot of points in the Capital Classic, but so far he has no points right now.
He's only taken 1 shot, and he was his attempted 2. Corbin had all his points in the first quarter, as Drew had 7 points, but he scored 6 in that quarter. Red Hills had quarters of 14 and 8, Olney quarters of 20 and 11.
We will take a 2-minute break here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We'll be back to preview the second half. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM. 9:10 a.m. WAKO Lawrenceville Vincennes. Welcome back to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Got a couple of scoreboard updates from the Fort Blaney scoreboard. Last update at the end of three quarters, Vincennes Lincoln was leading Mount Carmel 31-30. And also I got a couple of final scores from across the river in Indiana. Bar Reeve defeats Linton by a score of 69-49, and Shackamack defeats North Knox 51-44. So couple of scoreboard updates there from Illinois and Indiana. In the meantime, Red Hill and Awney getting set to have the second half play. And so the team's still warming up. And so we are getting set to start the second half.
Take a look at the foul situation for Red Hill. Chase Murray has three and two apiece for Parker Havel, Drew Moore, and Landon Ray. For Olney, Brett Hatton and Connor Zuber each have two, and also Caleb Foster. Both teams, I think, had 9 fouls in the first half. 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Olney had 6 early in the ballgame.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Ford's Photography, the area's trusted name for senior portraits, family portraits, sports, and special event photography. Cunningham Young Funeral Home with 3 locations in Lawrence County to serve you. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people. And Rutgers Candy, take time for family and prayer, and always give praise. So now we are ready to start the second half of play here as the referee gives the signal. And Sutton Dunn will do the honors and inbound to start the second half. Now Dakota Brown with the basketball top the key. Dumps it out this time to Brent Hatton, left wing. Back to Dunn. Now this time Zuber in the right wing, being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. Now Zuber with the basketball here, being guarded by Shoulders, as we've just started the third quarter of play here at Red Hill High School. 31-22, Olney is your score. Now Zuber again. He's going to take a three here, and it's off. And Caleb Foster gets the rebound. Now here's Hatton for three for Olney. That's no good. And rebound again by Connor Zuber. Now Dunn over to Dakota Brown. Olney with 2 rebounds here to start the second half. Now they dump it down to Dunn here. Back to Brown in the left wing. Now here's Hatton, and he's going to be called for traveling.
That fake ball fake, and as you're taking off. So the 9th turnover for the Tigers.
So now Drew Moore with the basketball for Red Hill as they trail by 9 points. Moore crosses half court with it, getting a screen from Andy Wells. Now this time, here's Havel with it. Top the key, Shoulders. Now left wing, Drew Moore. Chase Murray in the left wing, Shoulders. He's going to take a three from the top of the key. That's off, and Dakota Brown with the rebound. Now Brown crosses half court with the basketball. Here's Connor Zuber, top of the key. Now left winger's Hatton dumping it down low to Foster. Foster in the paint gets it out to Zuber, right wing. Brown now top of the key, being guarded by Chase Murray. And now Brown dumps it out to Sutton Dunn. Dunn in the right wing here. Now dumps it down to Hatton in the paint. Hatton's going to shoot it and get it over 2 defenders.
On the second basket for Hatton.
He's got 5 points in the contest. His first basket was a 3-pointer, and it's 33-22 in favor of Olney. Now Shoulders with the basketball, gets it out to Drew Moore. Moore at the top of the key, being guarded by Sutton Dunn. Moore gets it out to Chase Murray, being guarded by Zuber. Now Parker Havel has it top of the key. Dumped it down to Shoulders, down low, and he gets the layup. Shoulders gets that one. He's got 9 points so far in the contest, and it's 33-24. Olney now with the basketball. Red Hill now dropping back into a bit of a zone. Now they go man-to-man. Olney with it. Here's Dakota Brown getting it out to Zuber. Zuber, that got tipped away, and that's going to be a foul called against the Salukis.
He's going to call it against Shoulders, I believe, his first.
And that will be the first of the half. Got another scoreboard update on the Port Blaney scoreboard. West Vigo beats Northview 45-43, and that's from our sister station, WFNB, up in Terre Haute. 5:37 to go here in the third quarter. Olney 33, Red Hill 24. Now Dakota Brown in the left wing. Now this time here's Hatton at the top of the key, being guarded by Havel. And a foul is going to be called, and that's going to be an offensive foul.
It'll be the third foul on Hatton.
And the first of the half against Olney. So now Red Hill with the basketball down by nine with 5:26 to go here in the third quarter. Now Drew Moore has it at the left wing. Going over to the top to Key. Now Shoulders with it in the right wing. Dumps it down to Andy Wells in the paint. Wells is going to shoot it over Foster and gets it. Wells now with his first 2 points of the game, and it's 33-26. Olney now with the basketball, and they are going to call a timeout here. So on the Port Blaney scoreboard, 5:06 to go here in the third quarter. It's Olney 33 and Red Hill 26. We're back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Wednesday specials are lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, or chicken Alfredo. Every Wednesday is Mom's Night. Any mom that comes in with her family gets the special at half price. At the Port and Blondies, let them show you why they are the place to be.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by the Port Blondies, the place to eat for a great meal or just a treat. On the inbounds, they lead this one 33-26 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Now Connor Zuber has the basketball, dumps it out to Sutton Dunn. Now right wing, here's Olney with the basketball, here's Dakota Brown, dumping it back to Foster. Now left wing, here's Flanagan. Flanagan's going to shoot it, and that's no good, and rebounded by the Tigers. That was Foster with that rebound. Now right wing, here's Zuber getting a screen from Brown. Dumps it over to Brown this time. Brown at the top of the key. One foul against each team in this half so far. We got a whistle, and it's going to be a call away from the ball, it looks like. And it will be against the Salukis.
I'm going to call it. I think it's Andy Wells.
And that will be his first foul of the game as we have a sub coming in for Red Hill. That will be Mitchell Nash as he comes in. Olney will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. Havel guarding the inbound here as they inbound it. And that's going to be picked up by Sutton Dunn, and he just barely stays in bounds. Now Flanagan with the basketball, driving past Havel, and that will be a foul against Parker Havel.
A three against Parker.
And
tried
so,
to reach in and got caught.
And already the third team foul against Red Hill in this half. Zuber inbounds, being guarded by Shoulders. Now this time here's Dakota Brown with it. 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. Now Zuber top the key, being guarded by Shoulders. Dumping it down to Dunn this time. Now left wing, and we got a whistle, and it looks like he stepped out of bounds, and it'll be Red Hill ball. So 4:14 to go here in the third. Red Hill down by seven, but does have the basketball.
They've had some opportunities here now. That's your second opportunity. Cut it down a little bit.
Now Chase Murray with the ball, being guarded by Zuber. They dumped it down this time to Nash, and a foul's going to be called on Ollie.
I think it's on Caleb Foster.
And so that will be the second team foul against Ollie, and that will be Foster's third foul. So now this time, Parker Havel inbound for Red Hill. Looks for an opening and finally finds Chase Murray. Murray in the left wing. Thought about the three. Drives down to the paint. Lays it in. Chase Murray with that basket. That's his first points of the game. And it's 33-28.
The sea parted for him there.
Yep. Now Connor Zuber with the basketball. Being guarded by Shoulders. He's at the baseline this time. Dumps it out to Caleb Foster. Five-point game here. Now Zuber in the right wing. And now this time, top of the key, here's Braden Flanagan. Flanagan drives down to the paint, past two defenders, misses the layup and rebounded by Parker Havel. Now Red Hill in transition. Here's Drew Moore, right wing, gets past the baseline. Now Chase Murray shoots it from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Mitchell Nash, and he puts it back in. Mitchell Nash with his first 2 points of the game, and Alney's going to take a timeout. On the Port Blighty scoreboard, it's down to a three-point game. It's Alney 33 and Red Hill 30 with 3:17 to go here in the third. We're back in 30. This is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And we're back at Red Hill High School. Tonight's game brought to you by Varner Service Center, offering all the automotive services that your vehicle needs. And Jay's Hilltop Grill, serving breakfast and lunch daily, and dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings.
So Lucas, we're down at one time 30-14. So they've outscored the Tigers 16-3 from late in the second quarter through almost 5 minutes of the third quarter.
Now Red Hill, now Alney with the basketball. Here's Hatton dumping it down, and that's going to be tipped away by Murray, but it will stay with the Tigers. So Alney will keep the basketball here, and Britton Hatton will inbound for the Tigers. Now Sutton Dunn has it, dumps it out to Flanagan. Now here's Hatton, top of the key. Back to Flanagan. Flanagan driving down into the paint, shoots it and gets it. He shot that one over Mitchell Nash, and that's two more points for Flanagan. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Chase Murray with it. Now dumps it out to Drew Moore. Now this time Corbin Shoulders. He's going to shoot it. That's a floater. No good. Tipped away, and Drew Moore comes up with the rebound in the right wing. Now Shoulders in the left wing this time. He's at the baseline being guarded by Dakota Brown. 2-3 to go here in the quarter. Shoulders shoots it. No good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to be picked up by Caleb Foster. Now Tigers in transition. They dump it down this time low to Sutton Dunn. He can't get the basket, but he draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for two free throws. So another foul against Red Hill, and this one is going to be against Corbin Shoulders, his second.
Sutton Dunn will be at the line. He has six on the night.
His first free throw is up, and it is good. Seven on the night for Sutton Dunn. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Sutton Dunn now with 7 points in the contest. Second free throw is up, and it is in and good. That one rimmed in. Sutton Dunn now has 8 points in the contest. And it's 37-30 Alney with 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Now Red Hill with the basketball. They dump it down to Mitchell Nash down low. Now Shoulders at the baseline, drives down to the paint, and gets the layup. Shoulders now with 11 points in the contest. He and Drew Moore both in double figures. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Alney with the basketball and a 5-point lead. Now here's Brent Hatton at the right wing. Dumps it over this time, Sutton Dunn. Now Dakota Brown, left wing. Brown driving down towards top of the key. Now this time he finds Flanagan in the right wing. And we got a whistle.
3 seconds. You don't see that call very often.
No, you don't. Of course, we really haven't seen a lot of action in the paint so far.
No. Drew has not attempted a shot here in the second half, so.
Chase Murray now with the basketball over to Drew Moore, top the key. Moore being guarded by Dunn. Now Havel has it left wing. Hamill dumps it over to Moore this time, and they feed it down low, but that's going to be stolen away by Caleb Foster.
He was expecting somebody to, on a pick and roll there. They weren't there.
He was trying to find Mitchell Nash there, I think.
I think so.
And now Olney with the basketball. Here's Flanagan, left wing, being guarded by Hamill. Flanagan at the baseline, now top of the key. Here's Dakota Brown. 109 to play here in the third. Flanagan the left wing again, and Parker Hamill takes the charge. Good job by Hamill getting that charge, and that will be a foul against Flanagan. Quick scoreboard update. Lawrenceville leads this one 40-31 at the half over Florham. So that's a scoreboard update from the game going on over at Florham. Less than a minute to go here in the third here in Bridgeport. Red Hill with the ball. Shoulders in the left wing. Now Hamill at the top of the key. Drives over, now gives Chase Murray in the right wing. Now shoulders, top of the key again, and we got a whistle and an offensive foul against Red Hill.
That's against Mitchell Nash.
And that will be his first foul and the fifth against the team. So now sub coming in for the Olney Tigers, and that will be Braden Adams. He's a 6'5 junior. 45 seconds to go here in the third. Olney with the basketball and a 5-point lead. Now Dakota Brown with the basketball. 38 seconds to go here in the third. Hatton has it now. Now left side, here's Flanagan. Back over to Sutton Dunn. Now Flanagan with it again. Drives into the paint, shoots it, and it's good. A lay-in there by Flanagan. He's got 11 points now, and it's 39-32. Well, 21 seconds to go here in the third.
Lucas had cut it to three, now they're down seven.
Now Drew Moore with the basketball being guarded by Sutton Dunn.
Trying to go for the last shot.
Down to 11 seconds here in the quarter. Now Shoulders takes it from the right wing. He gets a three. Shoulders down with 14 in the contest. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Hatton's going to throw it up. That's off the rim, and that's going to do it for the third quarter.
They're going to count the basket.
They're going to count that. That was tipped in. So on the Port Blondie scoreboard, after that one was tipped in, it's going to be Olney. They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. The Red Hills crowd's booing.
41-35.
And it will be 41-35. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, after three quarters, it's Olney 41 and Red Hill 35. Back with the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
All three of the first three quarters have ended with buzzer beaters, and the last one by Olney's Braden Adams was pretty controversial. And now it's 41-35 Olney. Red Hill now with the basketball. Corbin Shoulders now with the basketball. Drives down in the paint, lays it in. Shoulders with another basket. He's got 15 in the contest, leading all Red Hill scores, and it's 41-37 Olney. Now Dakota Brown with the basketball. Being guarded by Moore. Now dumps it out to Dunn. Now Braden Flanagan with it, drives down into the paint, shoots it over Nash, and it's good. Flanagan with that one. He's got 13 in the contest, and it's 43-37. We've just started the fourth quarter. Now Drew Moore with the basketball. Red Hill down by six. Moore with it. Now right wing. Here's Shoulders for a three. That's off, and that's going to be rebounded by Moore, but a foul's going to be called, and it looks like it's going to stay with the Salukis. So that foul is called against Olney. That's the fourth against the team. And that foul will be against Brent Hatton. That'll be his fourth. And so Connor Zuber comes into the game. He will replace Brent Hatton. And Red Hill will inbound from underneath the Olney basket. And that's going to be stolen away by Dakota Brown. Now Brown in transition, 3-on-2. Here's Sutton Dunn. He can't get the layup. And that's rebounded by Chase Murray. 7:04 to go here in the game. We're in the fourth quarter. Chase Murray over the shoulders, left wing. Back to Murray, feeds it down low to Nash. Now right wing, here's Havel for three, he got it. Parker Havel with that one. That makes it 43-40. We're down to a three-point game. That's Havel's first 3 points of the game. Now here's Dakota Brown being guarded by Drew Moore. Now getting past Chase Murray. He's at the free throw line. Gives it out this time to Connor Zuber. 6:33 to go here in the fourth. It's down to a three-point game. Zuber with it. Dumps it out this time to Adams. And Adams traveled. How about that? We've seen a lot of swings. 6:25 to go now in the game. Red Hill with the basketball. They can tie it here if they hit a three. Drew Moore with the ball, being guarded by Dunn. Shoulders down the left wing. He's being guarded by Dunn now. Here's Havel over right side. Chase Murray in the right wing. Top to Key Moore. He's going to take a three to tie it. He's got it. Drew Moore ties the game. He's got 16 in the contest. And we're tied at 43 with 6 minutes to go here in the game. A comeback by Red Hill. Dakota Brown now, left wing, being guarded by Drew Moore. He's got to get rid of it. Gets it out to Braden Flanagan. Top the key. Flanagan, and he draws the blocking foul against Havel.
That's four against Parker. 16 foul.
Boy, we've talked about foul trouble. You know, it's going to be quite a factor now as we're getting into the fourth quarter in a tied game. And we've got a sub coming in for Red Hill. It's going to be Drake Allen.
Parker Havel.
Yep. So six fouls so far against Red Hill, four against Olney in this half. Now the inbound, here's Connor Zuber. Driving down towards the basket, unguarded, but he misses the layup, and Nash with that rebound. Now Red Hill in transition. Here's Drew Moore at the baseline. Gets it out to Drake Allen, top of the key, being guarded by Flanagan. Now dumps it out to Chase Murray. Now they try to feed it down low to Nash. That's tipped away by Olney, but it stays with the Salukis.
Red Hill could take the lead for the first time since the first quarter.
Red Hill with the comeback. It's tied at 43. Now Drew Moore with the basketball. 5:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. They feed it down low to Nash, but he draws the foul. He misses the shot, but he draws the foul, and that will send him to the free throw line.
Would have been nice to be able to pick up a three-point play, but he didn't get it.
That was very close to giving Red Hill their first lead of the game, but he can't do that with these two free throws. So now Mitchell Nash at the free throw line. His first free throw is up, and it is good, and Red Hill has taken the lead. Mitchell Nash with his third point of the game. Trying to make it 4 points in the game, and a two-point lead. Second free throw up by Nash, and it's good, and Red Hill now leads it 45-43. 5:18 to go here in the game. Red Hill with a two-point lead. Dakota Brown now with the basketball, and he's going to call timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, Red Hill's finally in front. It's Red Hill 45 and Olney 43, 5:13 to go here in the game. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Teas, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Tonight's Saluki broadcast brought to you by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. What a game this has been. Red Hill up by two, 45-43. 5:13 to go here, and the game is on the inbounds, down by two. Now Dakota Brown has it. Now left wing, here's Brent Hatton, being guarded by Chase Murray. Now Dunn, over this time to Flanagan. Flanagan being guarded by Drew Moore in the right wing. Flanagan waits. He's got to get rid of it. He stopped dribbling. Now this time it's Brent Hatton. Now Connor Zuber being guarded by Corbin Shoulders. We're under 5 minutes to go here in regulation. It's a two-point Saluki lead. But here's a three by Hatton, and he got it. Hatton gives Olney the lead back. and he's got 8 points in the contest. In the meantime, here's Drake Allen driving down the paint. No good. That shot is missed. And a fight for the rebound, and it's going to be a foul against Red Hill. So Alney with a one-point lead as Red Hill unable to connect there, and that's the seventh team foul against Red Hill, and that's going to send Dakota Brown to the free throw line, and that's the fourth foul against Chase Murray.
So Brown has 2 points, came in the first quarter.
So he'll get a chance at a third point here with a 1-1. Free throw is up, and it is good. Make that 3 points now for Dakota Brown, and he'll get a second free throw. And now Brian Havel wants a timeout. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 4:34 to go here in the game. It's Alney 47, Red Hill 45. Back in 30 seconds, this is Red Hill Basketball on the Legend.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, Mommy and Daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949 or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
We got a tight one going down to the wire. 4:34 to go in regulation. Dakota Brown at the free throw line for the second of his free throws. Alney leads this one 47-45. Will Brown make it a three-point lead? His second free throw is up, and it is good. Dakota Brown now with 4 points in the game, and it's a three-point lead for the Tigers. Now Drew Moore with the basketball crossing half court, being guarded by Dunn. Moore with it, gets it out to Shoulders. Shoulders fakes the three, now gets it out to Allen, now out to Chase Murray. Murray drives past the defense, gets it out to Shoulders. He takes a three for the tie, no good. And a rebound there by Drake Allen, and a foul is going to be called against Alney.
Drake Allen with a big rebound there. Seventh team foul against the Tigers.
And that will
send... Sixth team foul, yep.
So one more free throw, and that will be... Or one more foul, and that will be a 1-1. So now Drew Moore will inbound for Red Hill. Dumps it out to Nash this time in the left wing. Now Chase Murray out to Drew Moore. He's going to take a three for the tie. He got
it.
And he's fouled. How about that? Drew Moore with a chance now at a four-point play. That's 19 for Drew Moore, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Well, how often do you see that?
That was the fifth foul in Hatton.
Yep, he's out of the ball game. Boy, just like in the 99 Knicks Pacer series, here's the free throw by Drew Moore. It's good. And he gives Red Hill a 49-48 lead. He's got 20 points now in the game. And now the referee's talking to the scores table.
Well, I think they were trying to get Hatton out of the game because they had five fouls, and they went ahead and let him shoot the free throw.
Yeah.
So, but he made it, so.
So 49-48 is your score. Red Hill on top. Referee's still sorting things out here.
So Hatton will finish with 8 points.
Hatton in this game had 8 points, and now Dakota Brown with the basketball crossing half court. For Alney. 4 minutes to go here in regulation. 1 point Red Hill lead. Now Connor Zuber with the basketball. Dumps it down, and that's going to be stolen away by Nash. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Here's Drew Moore crossing half court. 3:47 to go here in the game. Drew Moore driving down towards the paint, lays it in. That makes it 51-48 and 22 for Drew Moore. Now Alney with the basketball. It's a 3-point Saluki lead. Sutton Dunn left wing, drives past Murray, shoots it outside the paint, he got it. Sutton Dunn now with 10 points in the game, and it's a 1-point game again. 51-50 Red Hill, 3:22 to go in regulation. What a game this has been. Drew Moore now with the basketball at the baseline, now in the right wing. Now dumps it out, and that's going to be stolen away by Flanagan. Red Hill fans, I think, wanted to travel there. They dump it down to Dakota Brown down low, and he gives Lonnie the lead with a layup. Dakota Brown now has 6 points in the game, and it's 52-51 Alney. 3 minutes to go here in regulation. Now Chase Murray, left wing, drives down to the paint, gets it over, and that's going to be a turnover as he throws it away. Now Parker Havel coming back into the game, and he will replace Drake Allen. 52-51 Alney, 2:54 to go here in regulation. Now Alney with the basketball. Both teams with 17 fouls in this half. Next foul would be a one-and-one unless it's a shooting foul. Now Dakota Brown being guarded by Havel. Gets it out to Connor Zuber. Zuber being pressured there by Shoulders. Now out to Flanagan. They dump it down low to Sutton Dunn, and he gets the layup. Sutton Dunn now with 12 in the game, and it's 54-51 only. Tigers back up by three. Red Hill now with the basketball. Moore gets a screen from Shoulders. Now dumps it out to Shoulders. Now right wing. Here's a three by Havel, and it's missed, and Alney comes up with the rebound. That was Caleb Foster getting that rebound. 2:15 to go here in regulation. Alney with a three-point lead and the ball. Flanagan dumps it out this time. Here's Sutton Dunn being guarded by Murray. Now Zuber with it, being guarded by Shoulders. Zuber at the baseline. 2 minutes to go here in regulation. Now Sutton Dunn has it at the baseline. Dumps it out this time. Flanagan in the left wing. Flanagan just holding on to the ball here. Now Flanagan drives past Drew Moore, tries to dump it down. Havel's got it, but they're going to call a tie-up here, and it will stay with the Tigers on the possession arrow.
And Andy Wells coming back in, replacing Mitchell Nash.
So Mitchell Nash had 4 points so far in this game. And now Alney will keep the basketball here as Dakota Brown will inbound from underneath the Red Hill basket. Up by three with a minute 44 to go here in regulation. They inbound, and this time Caleb Foster dumps it out to Flanagan. 1:40 to play here in regulation. Flanagan with the basketball. Now dumps it out this time. Zuber back to Flanagan. Now they dump it down low to Sutton Dunn. He misses the layup. Rebound Caleb Foster, and he's fouled shooting that one. He'll go to the free throw line. So Caleb Foster draws that foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. And that's the eighth team foul against Red Hill, and it's the second on Andy Wells.
He's one of two from the line. I think this is a two-shot foul. So
that was a shooting foul. Crowd trying to distract him. First free throw by Foster up, and he missed it. You know, if you're Red Hill, you probably have to foul if you're down anyway, and you got to hope they miss these free throws.
At least right now, with a minute 30 to go, you're down three. You can hope for the turnover.
Second free throw up and good. Foster now with 2 points in the game, both off free throws, and it's 55-51 Tigers. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Havel gets it out to Chase Murray in the right wing. Murray hesitates, now gets it out to Drew Moore. 1:17 to go here in regulation. Moore with it, being guarded by Foster. They dump it down low to Andy Wells. He lays it up in the paint and gets it. And Red Hill will take a timeout. Andy Wells now with 4 points, and on the Port Blundy scoreboard, 1:10 to go here in the game. Alney 55 and Red Hill 53. Back in 30 seconds, this is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
The Port and Blondies, two great places, now at one location, 1170 Adams Street in Bridgeport. Come in from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and try some of the area's best home-cooked food made to order for you and your family. Every Tuesday and Friday is their all-you-can-eat catfish dinners for only $10.95. The specials go on and on at the Port and Blondies. Let them show you why they are the place to be.
An exciting basketball game here at Red Hill High School. Fans really getting into it. It's Alney 55, Red Hill 53. 1:10 to go here in regulation. Alney with the basketball, up by two.
Alney has two timeouts. Red Hill has one. No, Alney has one timeout. Red Hill has two. Both teams are in the bonus. The one-and-one bonus at the present time.
So Dakota Brown crosses half court with it. We're at 1 minute to go here, and Havel tried to get the steal, but he reaches in that foul.
That'll be his fifth.
And that will do it for Parker Havel.
So Dakota Brown is on the line. He's 2 of 2 from the line.
Havel will foul out with 3 points.
Coming in this quarter.
Parker Havel will foul out with 3 points, and Dakota Brown goes to the free throw line.
And it'll be Drake Allen.
So that was the 19th foul against Red Hill. 7 so far against Alney, and Dakota Brown goes to the free throw line. This will be a 1-1. Red Hill's got a box out here, as does Alney. Free throw up by Dakota Brown. It's up and good. So he'll get a second one. 7 points for Dakota Brown. These free throws are huge. Dakota Brown at the free throw line for his second free throw. 3-point lead for Alney. Free throw up and good. Make that a 4-point lead and 8 for Dakota Brown. 1 minute to go here. Red Hill with the ball, and they're down by four. Drew Moore with the basketball, crossing the baseline. He's going to take a three here. That's off and rebounded by Connor Zuber. And now Olney with the ball in a four-point lead. They dump it down to Sutton Dunn. He misses the layup there. That was Drake Allen getting a hand on it. And that's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Red Hill ball.
Looked like he was going to have an easy layup, and a couple of Red Hill players converged on it. And no foul call, and he blocked it.
He was very lucky. That one called goaltending, too.
Cade Benson is going to come in for Drake Allen.
So Cade Benson now in the game. Red Hill down by four. 44.1 seconds to go here in the game. Now Drew Moore with the basketball, directing traffic. Salukis need a basket. They're down four. Shoulders now has it. Out to Drew Moore. Moore getting a screen from Wells. Driving down low. Shoots it. And that's going to be a charge. That is a charge the Salukis could not have. But that will send it the other way. And that's the 10th team foul against Red Hill as well.
That'll be a possession foul. So.
Yep. And we're going to have a timeout called by Red Hill. On the Port Blondie scoreboard, 30.3 seconds to go here in the game. It's Olney 57 and Red Hill 53. Back in 1 minute, this is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
.3 seconds to go here. Olney with a four-point lead and the ball after that offensive foul call. Tigers just trying to run out this clock and get out of here with the victory as they inbound here. And they inbound this time to Flanagan. Now out to Dakota Brown. Now Zuber has it. 25 seconds to go here. And Red Hill will foul. And that will be Drake Allen committing the foul. And that will send Zuber to the free throw line.
Zuber has 12 points. All of them coming in the first half on threes. His first time at the line.
He had 4 3-pointers in the first half. That was the first foul against Drake Allen. His first free throw is up and good. Zuber now with 13 in the game. And his first point on something besides a three-pointer. So 24.4 now to go here in the game. Zuber will get a second free throw. Zuber's free throw up, and it is good. 14 now for Zuber and a six-point lead for the Tigers. 21 seconds to go here. Red Hill with the ball down six. Drew Moore drives down in the paint and gets the layup. And immediately a timeout is called by Brian Havel. 24 for Drew Moore on the Port Blondie scoreboard. 16.8 to go in regulation. It's Olney 59 and Red Hill 55. We're back in 30. This is Red Hill basketball on the Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
16.8 seconds to go here in the basketball game. It's Olney 59 and Red Hill 55. With Ron McKinley, I'm Adam Reinhart. Olney will get the basketball after that recent layup by Drew Moore, who right now leads all Red Hill scorers with 24 points. But it's a four-point lead for the Olney Tigers, trying to get their second win of the season against the Salukis. They also beat Red Hill in the Capital Classic earlier this year. This game a little bit closer, though. So now Olney will inbound, and they get out to Foster. Now Brown, now they dump it out to Flanagan. 13 seconds to go here, and finally Drake Allen will foul him and send him to the free throw line. So that will be the second foul against Drake Allen. And that sends Braden Flanagan to the free throw line. Flanagan so far with 13 points in this game.
He's one at the line.
So Flanagan at the line, his first free throw up, and it is good. Make that 14 for Flanagan.
That's one thing the Tigers do well, shoot free throws.
And it's been huge in this game.
Especially late in the ball game. Landon Ray in for
Drake Allen.
Landon. More of an offensive threat from the outside.
11.6 seconds to go here. Second free throw by Flanagan up and good, and make that 15 for Flanagan. 11 seconds to go here at 61-55, Olney. Now Red Hill with the basketball. Moore's going to take a three from the top of the key. That's off. And that's Dakota Brown with the rebound, and that will do it. 3 seconds to go. Olney dribbles out the final seconds. There's the final buzzer, and the Tigers get the win. Your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Olney 61 and Red Hill 55. And Olney will improve to 3-4 on the season, and Red Hill drops to 3-4. So once again, your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Olney 61 and Red Hill 55. We'll be back with our postgame show and give you our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game and Embraugh Federal Credit Union Sub of the Game after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Barner Service Center can save you cold, hard cash with these bargain deals. Up to 5 quarts of STP conventional oil, lube, and filter, only $28.95. 6 quarts is $32.95. Up to 5 quarts of STP synthetic oil, lube, and filter, only $33.95. 6 quarts is $38.95. A four-wheel alignment with tire rotation, $65. AC recharge and inspection, $55.95. The best value is at Barner Service Center at the intersection of State and Judy in Bridgeport.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
And once again, our final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's the Olney Tigers 61 and the Red Hill Salukis 55. And we welcome you to our postgame show with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart. And another tough loss for the Red Hill Salukis. They had a couple of double-figure scores. That was Drew Moore with 24 points and Corbin Shoulders with 16. And for the Olney Tigers, they were led by Braden Flanagan with 15 points. And Dakota Brown had 8, Connor Zuber had 14, and Sutton Dunn had 12. But Flanagan coming off the bench to score those 15 points and several of those points off free throws as well.
Right. They had the Tigers hitting 9 of 10 free throws there in the fourth quarter. They were really blistering from the field in the first half, especially on the threes in the first quarter. And the Salukis were down as many as 16 points at 30 to 14 and came back and took a three-point lead there at 51-48, but Ollie tied it real quickly. Got a basket and went ahead 52-51, and that's where they started hitting their free throws. And Salukis turned the ball over 15 times, Ollie 17, which is unusual for a Tiger team. Salukis with 5, 10, 15, I think 17 rebounds to 20 for Ollie. I think it's pretty close in that part of the stats for that game.
Let's go ahead and announce our Carl Richland Memorial Player of the Game, and that is going to be Corbin Shoulders this time.
Right, Eddie. I know that Drew had 24 points, but Corbin had 16. I think that may be a season high. Hit some big points there in the third quarter, which helped Red Hill get back in the ball game.
And our Ambrough Federal Credit Union sub of the game, we're going to go with Mitchell Nash as he came off the bench and got some points.
He got some points in that area, so, 4 points, two in the third quarter, made two free throws in the fourth quarter. But the Salukis ended up losing it by 61-55.
And we will go ahead and take another break, and we will be back, we hope, with Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball on The Legend.
Ambrough Federal Credit Union. When you're a member, you are a part owner, not just a customer, and your money stays in Lawrence County. Ambrough Federal Credit Union is now offering a Christmas loan special. Don't put Christmas on a high interest rate credit card this year. Come see us. Waco listeners can qualify for interest rates as low as 5.99%. With rates this low, you can't afford to miss this offer. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Lawrence County's only member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution. Membership eligibility required. Ambrough Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on The Legend, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
And once again, your final score on the Port Blondie scoreboard, it's Olney 61 and Red Hill 55. Welcome back to our postgame show with Rob McKinley. I'm Adam Reinhart, and we have a quick scoreboard update on the Port Blondie scoreboard. Lawrenceville and Flora tied at 56 after three quarters.
In this ball game, I said Olney was up, I think, there were 7-11 in the first quarter from the field. They hit a number of threes there, and they led 20-14. The Tigers' biggest lead came in the second quarter at 30-14, but Red Hill closed within 9, 31-22 at halftime. In the third quarter, Red Hill came back. They got within three a couple times, but trailed 41-35 entering the fourth frame. They tied the game at 43, went ahead at 45-43, and with it tied at 51, they went up 51-48, but Olney quickly came back with a basket and a couple more free throws to take the lead for good at 52-51. Riddle got back within two at 55-53, but again, Olney hitting 9 of 10 free throws down the stretch, and that turned that was what it was that held the Salukis off as they fall to 3-4. Olney improves to 3-4.
And, of course, no rest for the Salukis. They have to turn around and start the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament tomorrow over in Wayne City. We want to remind our listeners you can listen to that game. Red Hill will take on Crab Orchard in their first game of the Conrad Allen Tournament. That will be at 3 o'clock Central Time.
That's the Crab Orchard Trojans, and Crab Orchard is their high school is located a little bit east of Marion. I think it's kind of like they said, address is Crab Orchard Lane or something. That's maybe where that comes from. So there, it's down in the Marion area, a little bit east of Marion, I think maybe on Route 13 someplace. Red Hill played them a couple of years ago in that tournament. I think in a they played kind of a similar format. They were in the same pool, and they beat Crab Orchard. Last year they did not play them, so we'll find out what goes with tomorrow against the Crab Orchard Trojans, who at one time were 5-0.
And you can listen to that game right here on The Legend at 3 o'clock Central tomorrow afternoon. So,
and I'll be working with Brett Hartman, first
there
time
you go.
With Brett. So, you know, you just keep putting guys in with me to work with, you know, so see how it goes. It'll go fine. So,
of course, I worked with Brett. That was at the Red Hill Lawrenceville football game.
Right,
was sort of a three-man booth with Brett and Steve Anderson.
And I was there at halftime a little bit, so, you know.
That was a fun halftime.
That
was, I think, our most insightful halftime we've ever had.
Right, yeah, it was kind of like we had more in our thing than what they used to do in Monday Night Football when they used to have three.
There you go.
So
back in the days of Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Don Maris.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
And we had four people in there, you know. Yeah.
And we're still waiting for Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel, and I just got a signal from Corey Burkhardt. I think he might be on his way, and actually there he is. So we are joined now by Red Hill basketball coach Brian Havel after a tough loss against the Alney Tigers. You know, the second time you've played Alney, obviously not the result you wanted. Good fight by your team, Corbin Childers and Drew Moore coming up, but certainly not the result you wanted.
No, it wasn't. It's disappointing. You know, we come out the second half and, you know, we got a three-point lead and they hit a tough shot, and then we come down and missed a great look, and, you know, they kind of grabbed the momentum back there, and, you know, it's one of those games I thought late could have went either way, you know, a bucket here or there or a foul called or a foul not called could have changed, you know, did change the game, I mean, as far as that goes.
And you were down 16 right there in the first half, so you made the effort to come back.
Yeah.
And that means you outscored them by 19
yeah.
points. But then, like you said, the only team when they got ahead, 9 or 10 free throws in the fourth quarter,
it was a very physical game. You know, the Zuber kid come out of kind of nowhere and hit four threes and really changed that first half for him. I mean, he was just pulling up from anywhere, and you know, we had to change some stuff. I thought the second half where our possessions were a lot better. I thought we moved the ball better, and I thought our defense was a lot better. But, you know, it just – I don't know. It was hard to find a rhythm to this game, and I'll just say that. It was just hard.
And, of course, Connor Zuber, not the only player off the bench for Alney to come up big. Braden Flanagan came up big as well. He had a lot of points there, I think about 15. So, obviously, a lot of talent on the bench there for Alney as well.
Yeah, he plays around eight kids, and all the guys that come in, they can shoot it, and they can score, and they can drive. And, you know, we told the kids after the game we would have loved to have won this. We had an opportunity, I thought, to win it, but you know, we got to grow from this. You know, when Alney took the lead there late, we did a couple things we shouldn't have done offensively. But I think down the road, you know, a game like this is going to help us win another tight game. And we got to put it behind us. We got to play tomorrow and compete well in the Wayne City tournament. And, you know, I said this conference, this is what I think every conference game is going to be like. I mean, it's going to be a knockdown, drag out, and it's going to come down to a couple things here or there. And so far, both conference games have.
Yeah, I had one last week at Floresville. Speaking of the Wayne City tournament, you take on Crab Orchard tomorrow afternoon. I know that one time they won their own Thanksgiving tournament, and they were 5-0, and I'm not sure what the record is.
Yeah,
now.
I think the last thing I knew, they were 7-1. I know they lost to Gallatin County. And tonight, I think they were playing Glacier. They got a nice little ball club, you know. But and like I said, we got to quickly turn the page, and we got to talk about them on the bus ride to Wayne City. And that's a tournament that we would we'd love to get in that championship game. And I think Weber will be the other team on that side. But you know, we got to take it game by game, and it'll be a difficult thing. But if we can put together a game like we did the second half and compete and defend, we're going to be hard to beat there.
Well, I think Crab Orchard's a team that likes to shoot threes, a lot
yeah,
of threes.
Yeah, they do. They're guard oriented.
And they had a game that I read about, they had a freshman and a sophomore, the sophomore guard and a freshman were leading them in their scoring.
Yeah, which I don't think that freshman plays a lot. I think they were up by 30 or 40 in that game pretty comfortably, and he got some shots. But obviously, I know you're talking about, and when he's in the game, he likes to step out and shoot the three, and we'll have to acknowledge that.
All right, Coach, good luck tomorrow in the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament, and we'll see you next time.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And that's Red Hill boys basketball coach Brian Havel. And, Rob, before we sign off, some final thoughts from tonight.
Well, like I said, when you get down 16 to any team and come back and take a lead late. But Alney is such a good fundamental team. And then, like you said, we were up three. They came down and made a tough shot, cut it to two, or cut it to one. And then I think Alfredo turned it over and missed a shot. And then they scored, went up by two, by one. And then Redhill just couldn't convert. They did get back within two at one time, but sending Alney to the free throw line is, you know, the a death knell, I think.
Yeah, so. Definitely. Well, that will just about do it for our broadcast tonight. We want to remind you to join us tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Central. Redhill will take on Crab Orchard, the Crab Orchard Trojans,
right,
in the Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament, and we will have all four games that Redhill plays in that tournament. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 3, and then we'll have Wednesday night, Friday night of next week, and Saturday of next week down in Wayne City. Mm-hmm. So our thanks to Dennis Pullen back at the station. We've had a fun time with him all season. Fun time with him tonight again, pranking each other with Christmas songs. And so it's been fun tonight. So for Rob McKinley, Dennis Pullen, and our entire Waco sports crew, I'm Adam Reinhardt. Have a great weekend. This has been Redhill Saluki Basketball on The Legend.
You've been listening to Redhill Saluki Basketball Action on 99.3 FM, 910 AM, WAKO, The Legend. A DLC Media sports presentation brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Varner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Teas, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Hear Redhill basketball action all season long on The Legend.